Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. And as I mentioned before the break, if you're a boomer who is thinking about moving to a new home, either because you want to downsize or you want a home that better suits your lifestyle, perhaps a home with less maintenance and one that is more accommodating as you age, or if you're a boomer thinking about starting a career in real estate, what do you look for in a company? Well, today's guest can answer these questions and more. He is Michael Washburn of Exit Realty of the Carolinas. He's also a SRES, a Seniors Real Estate Specialist and a Parent Care Housing Specialist. So you're going to learn what that means and why it's important when you, the boomer, needs to work with a realtor. And Michael has the biggest, bestest giveaway for a very lucky caller out there that Let's Talk Boomers has really ever had. So I can't wait to tell you about that. So welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Well, let's talk first about what I mentioned earlier, a Seniors Real Estate Specialist, SRES. What is that?
Well, as you age, your health needs change and just your lifestyle in general changes. And like in life, you go to doctors that specialized in certain areas. Like today, actually, I went to a dermatologist who gave me a skin check, et cetera. And in real estate, the senior real estate specialist is somebody that has taken the training to learn how to address the needs of buyers and sellers on the 50-plus age bracket.
So they are truly in a specialty area of real estate that I guess has come out as a result of the big boomer population.
That's true. The boomers are, it's been described as like a bowling ball being swallowed by a snake. It's going to change a lot of industries.
Yes,
and
it
one
is.
Of them is real estate.
That's absolutely true. Now, you are also a Parent Care Housing Specialist, which is a new term for me. I haven't heard that about it that much. So tell us what that is.
I personally just wanted to take it to the next level, and that is a little bit more specialization. You learn how to advise people on their decisions, and it takes into account their health issues, et cetera, and it also looks farther into the future and what kind of challenges you might have going into the future.
So really, it's a two-phase process. Your seniors real estate specialist kind of focusing on boomers in terms of what's best for them as they move on to that next phase of their lives, but also keeping in mind that as they age, they're going to need some special accommodations as well.
That's true. Absolutely.
Well, that is wonderful. I know you are an absolute wealth of information. And if you're just now tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm talking with Michael Washburn. He is with Exit Realty of the Carolinas. I'm going to go ahead and give out his website, exitcarolinas.com. He is a seniors real estate specialist, an SRES, a parent care housing specialist. And we're talking about what you need to know if, as a boomer, you're thinking about making a move to a different home. Now, Michael, you attended a meeting earlier this month on the housing forecast for 2016. What does it look like?
It looks great. That was Lawrence Yoon, and he is the economist for the National Association of Realtors. And we're obviously, the housing market is getting better and healing. And one of the things I wanted to know from Lawrence was, where are we on the cycle? And his prediction was we were going to steadily improve for the next 4 to 5 years. So we've got a good upswing to go. And
we're just at the beginning of a really strong.
We are. And, you know, going into it further, GDP is still well below where it should be.
Hmm.
And there's a lot of other things, issues playing into it. But overall, he was predicting we should have 4 to 5% appreciation annually. And the interest rates should stay relatively low for the next few years. So we really should have a good, strong housing market for the next 4 to 5 years.
So being that we have a strong housing market, might be a time in our lives as boomers, someone listening out there, how do they know if they should sell their house? What are some questions that they need to get answers to as a boomer thinking about selling their house?
Well, I think the biggest one is, what do you want your future to look like? And what type of lifestyle do you want? And like myself, I downsized 3 years ago. And my kids are out of the house, and I've downsized now. I'm in a condominium, and I absolutely love it. I can go lock the door and take off for 2 days or 2 weeks or 2 months. It really doesn't matter. And that's just where I am in my current life. And I think that's what the first thing somebody needs to assess is what do you want it to look like now, and what do you want your future to look like?
Mm-hmm. So Charleston, pretty hot market for housing, wouldn't you say? The Charleston area?
Yes, yes. We didn't make the top 10 this year, but we're really? One of the hottest out there, yeah.
Because I know there's, what, 40 to 50 folks moving here pretty much on a daily basis are some of the numbers that I've heard.
Same here, yes.
So a lot of them are boomers. This is a great place to retire. With the boomer listening out there thinking that they can sell their house, they're going, well, shoot, it's a hot market here. Maybe I don't need to use a realtor. Is that a good idea? What are the positives and negatives for not using a realtor? So let's talk about what, you know, why should I use a realtor? Let me just say it that way.
Well, you know, I certainly don't, if you want to sell your house, you know, God bless you and take a shot at it. Good luck with that. Exactly. I mean, and you do hear that happening. Statistically, though, 80% of people that try to sell their houses on their own end up listing their house with a realtor within, say, 60 days, I think is the national average. But one of the biggest advantages of using a good realtor is obviously the pricing of your home. I know investors, there's a lot of investors out there right now because the rental market is one of the brightest spots in our economy right now. Rents continuously rise, and that's the appreciation on that is one of the highest. It's like 7% per year nationally.
Wow.
So, but an investor is going to buy your house based on saving the commission, so that they're not going to pay extra for it. They're going to reduce that off the price.
So you're going to get perhaps a lower price.
Yeah, absolutely. That being said, you're going to do the work without being paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like building a house. You could go out and get a hammer and go to Lowe's and start at it, or you could hire a builder to build your house.
And what I would think as someone who, I've been in my home here for a long time in the Charleston area, so I haven't had to sell my home, and I'm not planning to in the near future because I'm not quite ready for that next move. But when I am ready, when someone listening out there, they're ready, how much time do they need before they put that house on the market? If they know that they're going to make that move and they've got that new condo in Florida all lined up, how much lead time do they need before putting it on the market and talking to you?
Well, that's a good question, and you could, I would suggest getting together with a good realtor and seeing what the average days on the market are in your particular area, because that fluctuates, and address it like that. And I've heard stories where people will put their house on the market and it sells relatively quickly. So again, you need to utilize the services of a realtor, because you might not want to move in 30 days. You might want to move in 6 months. So I would definitely look at the market timing for your particular area and budget that in. But typically you would want to put your house on the market a couple of months before you had to be somewhere.
Mm-hmm. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and we're talking today with Michael Washburn of Exit Realty of the Carolinas. We're talking about what you need to know if you are thinking about selling your home or buying a new house, maybe some investment property. Something that comes to mind, Michael, is my house is definitely lived in. You've been in my home. I have three boys. It's a lived-in house. So if I were getting ready to put it on the market, I probably need to think about maybe doing some things to it first. But where do I begin? How much money is too much money to do that? Maybe I don't need to worry about everything like I think I do.
Well, I think in the past, people have been looking at houses. The ones that sell the quickest are the ones that are like in move-in condition.
Okay.
You know, in good condition.
Then I would have to do some things. Okay.
Typically. And, you know, staging the home also makes a big difference. And again, that's where a good realtor could help you out with that and bring in some of their people on their team that have the expertise for that.
So that's another really good reason to use a realtor's, because you have a team.
That is correct.
So you have your resources, and I know they're trusted resources that you can call on and get some things done for me, because I know that takes time and I just don't have it.
That's right.
All right. So Exit Realty, tell me about Exit Realty. What makes Exit Realty so strong right now in the market area?
Well, we're a full service real estate company. We're nationwide. And we have, you know, great training, great resources, great technology, and some great marketing tools.
And someone listening out there, a boomer, who is perhaps thinking about a career in real estate, why should they consider Exit Realty?
Again, I think our training and technology are some of the tops in the industry, and we've had some great success with people coming in from other professions and being able to get into real estate and do very, very well.
Now, I also had noticed on the Exit Realty website that the agents are compensated in a unique way.
Well, that's true. Day one, we allow the agents in our company to help us build the company. And for doing that, basically what they're doing is referring us another agent. And for doing that, we do provide them with a residual, which can add up substantially. We've hit a third of $1 billion so far.
Wow.
For bonuses back to the agents.
So really, that person who is now an agent has ownership in the company.
That's true. Day one, you have the ability to build a team and also help build the company.
Now, for the boomer listening out there who, and I'm going back now to a potential buyer who perhaps wants a mountain house. You have property up in North Carolina as well, not just South Carolina?
That's correct, yeah. On the Green River in the Henderson County, in between Saluda and Hendersonville up there.
Oh, that is a beautiful area.
Yes.
Very beautiful. So, Michael, how did you become a realtor? What drew you to this industry?
You know, it was actually a family member. It was my uncle, who's since passed away, and he kept telling me that I should go into business with him and several other people that I ran into when I first got out of college. I would be calling on somebody and they'd say, you need to get into real estate. And after a few times, I eventually the opportunity presented itself and I got in.
Well, you do a wonderful job and you're from the area, so you know the area very, very well, which I know is so important. For anyone listening out there who is thinking about buying or selling some property. Now, Michael, I want to talk about this giveaway. Now, this is something that on the show we've never done before because we're not going to give it away today. It's such a wonderful big giveaway that we're going to have opportunities throughout basically the month of March. We're calling it our spring forward venture. And tell our listeners about the giveaway.
Well, it's a certificate, and it allows whoever wins to go on and pick a resort of their choice. There's thousands of resorts to choose from, and they'll go onto a website and redeem their certificate, and it'll give them 7 nights of accommodations. And so they can choose one that's a drivable distance, or they could choose one somewhere else, maybe in Europe or in Mexico or in the Caribbean.
Okay, that's awesome. So I'm going to repeat that again. It's a certificate for a 7-night accommodations only, so it does include your airfare. Accommodation, no food, but you do have a place to put your head on a pillow at night in a resort. And it's under a property company, so there are lots of options out there, and it will be subject to availability. All you have to do is, I'm going to give you a number to call, be one of the first 10 callers, leave a voicemail with your name, your phone number, and your email, and it is going to go into a pot of names. And at the conclusion, at the end of March, April 2nd, on the show, we're going to draw a winner from that hat of names. So you essentially have one in 50 chances to win. You cannot enter more than once. You can only enter one time, one entry per household. If you leave a voicemail and you do not get a call, that means you were not one of the first 10 callers. So call again next week. So I am going to go ahead and give out that number to call. I want to thank you, Michael, so much for being here today.
Thank you, Rebecca.
I learned a lot. I know you listening out there learned a lot as well. So here is the phone number to call. Just leave a voicemail with your name, phone number, email. Michael will call you back if you're one of the first 10 callers, and that gives you a chance. After the month of March, we're going to do a drawing. It'll give you a chance possibly to win that 7-night accommodation stay at a resort. So here is the phone number to call. It is 843-343-3947, 843-343-3947. And check out Michael Washburn and ExitCarolinas.com. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
This is Rebecca Imholtz with Let's Talk Boomers, and I'm here with Jerry Garner, a reverse mortgage consultant with Town Bank Mortgage. Jerry, last week we talked about the many advantages of a reverse mortgage to help you extend your retirement nest egg and why it should be a part of your retirement strategy. So what are some other smart ways to use a reverse mortgage?
Great question, Rebecca. There are many ways to use a reverse mortgage to help you meet your retirement goals. First, and a very popular option, is that you can pay off your existing mortgage. So you would refinance out of your traditional mortgage into a reverse mortgage and eliminate the monthly payment, allowing you to save money for retirement. Second, the reverse mortgage helps you preserve your investment accounts. How? When there's a downturn, instead of taking money out of your investments, you can take money out of the house with the reverse mortgage. Third, you can supplement your income with a line of credit and take money as needed, or we can set it up to where you receive a guaranteed tax-free check each month. And possibly, we've had people use the reverse mortgage to delay when they start receiving Social Security benefits. And fourth, you can have that line of credit for unplanned expenses. Need is relative, so you may have a need today or the need may be in the future, such as home repairs or health care expenses.
Now, Jerry, how do I know if I qualify for a reverse mortgage? Are there special requirements?
There are special requirements. The reverse mortgage, I would say 99% of all reverse mortgages are FHA loans. That's the Federal Housing Authority. And to be eligible for a reverse mortgage, all the borrowers need to be age 62 years of age or older. Your home must be your primary residence, and you need sufficient equity, about 50% equity. And now with the new reverse mortgage, you must also be able to pass a financial assessment, which means we're talking to you about your income and your credit. You must also maintain the property taxes and homeowners insurance, and the title must be vested in your name. There are different reverse mortgage options, and to help you understand, please give me a call, and I really appreciate this time.
Well, I really appreciate you being here, and Jerry, those are really smart ways to use a reverse mortgage and great information. To learn more about the new reverse mortgage, call Jerry Garner at 843-670-4332. Or visit his website, jerryismyadvisor.com. Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. And All Care is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers, a lifestyle show on tips and trends for you, the baby boomer. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. Tune in again next Saturday morning at 9:30 for another Let's Talk Boomers. only on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.